Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello High Rollers is an adventure set in D&D hell, so will almost certainly contain adult content. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hell or High Rollers!
Yeah!
Another one indeed. Greetings, mortals. My name is David Hearn, and I am a GM. Let's go around the room and meet other mortals.
Ooh, hi, I'm a mortal too. My name's Ellie. I play Ghoul. He's a mushroom. He's cool. And my fact today, well, it's not really a fact. It's another addition to the Ghoul Dictionary. And this is a world word. A world word.
A world word.
It's a world word called flosmottle. A flosmottle is when you just get those little drifty bits, if you close your eyes, and you sometimes get those drifty little bits of lint that just float inside of your eye. They're called flosmottles.
They're called flosmottles.
Wow.
Flosmottles.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I've got a great fact for you about them.
Do you?
Floaters.
Well, Chris Lee, it's now your turn.
Hello, my name is Chris Lee, and I play the character of Glubrick Bumbledung, who's a barbarian Goliath. And Ellie, there's a really interesting thing about the floaters.
What's that, Chris?
So I've got them in my eye.
What?
But what happens is, I was told over time, they don't go, but your brain deletes them.
Mm.
So you stop seeing them.
Oh, wow.
Because your brain spends so much energy trying to protect your eyes because they're so sensitive that it basically goes, this is pointless. We don't need this in our eye. So I still have them, but I don't see them anymore.
That's really cool.
So if I saw you every day, my brain would delete you.
We don't need this guy. We do not need this guy, Dave. That's your brain just being like, enough.
No, well, I haven't seen Chris for months.
There's no point in him, Dave. Delete him.
He's gone.
Hi, there you go.
They're horrible, though. I really dislike them. I wish my brain would delete them.
Do you want that to another fact?
Yeah, another one.
Glubrick is really good at impressions, but specifically impressions of people being impressed by other people doing impressions.
Okay.
So he'd be like, oh, that's really good. You did the voice and everything.
That is good, to be fair. It did look
so weird.
It did look that, just like someone who was impressed by someone.
It did.
There's some deep meanings to this. I hate impressions. I find it incredibly awkward.
Really?
What do you mean? What about a great impression?
It's like being at a party and everyone's having a really nice time. Everyone's having a drink and you've just got that mate who's brought some magic.
But just magic's
like
cool.
Doing it. But it's, I find it just like, if someone does an impression
mate,
to
some
me,
of those
I don't
are
know
in
how
this
to
respond.
Yeah, we're all here.
Can you do any impressions?
So, let's get clear. I cannot do magic and I cannot do impressions.
So that's the reason that you hate
jealousy.
Maybe. But I find like, when you have a conversation with someone, it's back and forth. Impressions, it's not back and forth. Someone does an impression at you and you just go,
sometimes you just,
that's so good, you did the stunt.
But on that basis, do you then technically hate this podcast? Because it is one way to the listener.
No, the listeners aren't giving us a podcast back.
That's true.
Yeah. But then they're not buying into a conversation. They're listening to a podcast.
I do look at the Discord because I'm desperate for feedback.
Yeah.
Oh
man, you must be good at one impression. Maybe there's one that we can find.
Do an impression of me.
What about crusty?
It's me, Dave Hearn.
That's pretty good. I see what you mean. It's not a two-way thing.
Hello, I'm Adam Megiddo, and I play the role of Eric Sanguinius, the human necromancer who lives alone in the high-vis tower out in the Rodney Marsh. Some of Eric's medical conditions have been much discussed on this podcast. We are yet to mention something that affects everyone who has to raise the dead. Necromancer's droop. It happens to us all.
Oh,
droop. Sometimes if you've raised the dead a bit too much, you're a bit tired, it's quite hard to get them up. So you can be affected by necromancer's droop. And if you or anyone you know have been affected by any of the issues in this podcast, there's a number you can call.
You're saying that sometimes Eric raises a droopy skeleton. Well, you just can't get it all the way up.
Can't. Sometimes it's just like he's got necromancer's droop.
He's just
droop
exhausted.
Sometimes it's just up to the shin.
Yeah, it's just, too tired. It's a very embarrassing one for necromancers to discuss.
Well, maybe Paul has experienced that as well, being a fellow necromancer.
Maybe they can find some solidarity together.
I think there's a pill for that.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Henry Shields, and I play Henley Whispers, a.k.a. Dismay in a Ranger.
Dismay
I think that's
in
one
a
of the best ones.
That
oh,
is.
It was. It took a while for me to get.
That was a slow and a long. That was quick and slow burn.
It was. Very happy they are often.
Had you saved it for the Christmas special?
Killer blow.
It was still very good.
I've shot my load now.
There's a pill for that.
Jinx! Oh, no!
Chris.
Human ranger, villain injurer, power broker, serial milliner.
Oh my god! That was such a weird one.
Yep. Henley is a serial milliner. There was a period in his life where he became, to an unhealthy degree, obsessed with hats. He had to be stopped after a while.
And serial define what? Power broker for me?
Someone who brokers power.
Nice.
He buys and sells power, trading in power.
Oh, like energy or like any kind of power?
No, in like political power.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
He's in the right place for it now.
Dave, I want to talk more about the hats.
Wait. Sorry. So did he like make hats out of his family members?
What? No, what?
No, I'm not saying...
He's not a serial killer, milliner.
I'm not saying that he's killed them and then they're a hat. I'm saying he's like obsessively just like...
You're thinking of a serial killer.
Contorting them.
Serious killer.
Once everything else in the room is a hat, you turn to your loved one and think...
Naturally.
You look nice.
That's why he had to be stopped. No, well, now he's at a party where everyone's wearing hats. So he's in danger of falling off the wagon.
He's going to kill everyone.
Grabbing all these hats.
And on that note, let's begin the next episode of... Hell or High Rolling!
Yay!
Yay! Wonderful! Now, we last left our happy boys, aka Sebastian Blackwood and his entourage, at the Ice Palace Ball of Lady Sub-Zero Susan. Now, you guys had made your grand entrance. Well, Sub-Zero Susan had made her grand entrance with your help. And just as we were getting to what we all know in comedy as the button, as the blackout, as the moment of rapturous applause, Henley was in charge of the all-important lights.
Yes.
And rolled a natural one on your sleight of hand check. And Asmodeus has taken control of Henley's hands. And so this is what happens. Henley, would you agree that you're in what we would know as like a sort of tech box?
Yes.
Very good.
A tech booth.
As we would know, what else would it be known as?
Well, for someone who doesn't do theatre...
Yeah, it
would just be a room.
Yeah, a room with some machines and stuff in it.
Great. He's in the tech box. He's got control of everything.
Everything. Perfect. Now, in the tech box is what we in the industry know as a fly rig.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lots of ropes, lots of pulleys for you laymans out there. And your hands start moving towards one of those ropes, and they start undoing a knot. And they start slowly letting the rope all through your hands.
Oh, no.
And you look out into the ballroom, the grand hall, and Henley, you see a chandelier directly above Sub-Zero Susan.
Oh. Whoa, jiggling ominously.
Oh. No.
Do I get a chance to do anything?
No. It drops.
No.
Can I cast Featherfall
on the chandelier?
Mm-hmm.
Roll me a perception check. Yeah. I want to see if you can react to this, because you don't know that this is happening.
22.
3.
Okay, so Eric, what are you distracted by?
A wasp.
A wasp. Eric is distracted by a devilish wasp.
Do you mean a wasp or a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant?
Well,
I never knew what that stood for before.
Chris, I've left you out here. Please roll a perception check.
14.
I'm going to say you don't see anything either. You're laying prone. Ghoul is the only one who has seen something. I'm going to give you a chance to do something as the chandelier is jiggling.
I cast... I cast Moonbeam on the Wasp.
Kill the wasp, then Nary won't be distracted and he can do better for all.
Actually, yeah, wait, maybe.
Kill the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant guest who's there.
No, I whistle to Eric. Eric! Look up there! The chandelier!
These things, when they sting, the stinger doesn't stay in.
No!
And if you've got anaphylactic shock, it can be quite dangerous.
What? It's gonna fall!
Feather?
Oh, for God's sake! Okay, I... Jesus Christ!
I'm gonna say, and the chandelier towards Lady Sub-Zero Susan.
Sorry, all my spells were really...
So, Lady Sub-Zero Susan has rolled a... Not a natural 20, but a 20 on her perception check. Ah. So as this chandelier falls towards Lady Sub-Zero Susan...
Who is currently still floating on Glubrick in the middle of the room.
Yeah, yeah, right. it's currently levitating on Glubrick, 12 foot.
It's what I declared last time, and I'm sticking with it.
Declared!
She sees the chandelier falling. She snaps a look down to Glubrick, who's staring at the floor. In this time, she's looking around at the Happy Boys to be like, is this part of the plan? Now, because she rolled very well on her perception check, she puts thumb and forefinger in her mouth, and she whistles. And from the top of the stairs, her dire wolf comes charging, leaps off the top of the stairs, and as the chandelier falls, the dire wolf flies headfirst into it and shatters it into millions of pieces. Ooh. And it rains crystal chandelier down on Lady Sub-Zero Susan.
Wow.
And the lights black out. And in that beat, there is a huge round of applause.
Yes. Yeah!
And the lights slowly come back up. You've got control of your hands now, Henley.
And I say to my gloves, ha-ha, Asmodeus. Didn't work.
They slap you in the face.
You actually slapped yourself in the face. Just
the sound.
We can do that.
Eric? Yes.
That chandelier fell. Why didn't you warn me?
I
could have done something about
it. You motherfucker!
Holdsworth runs over to Lady Sub-Zero Susan.
I've lowered her down.
Naturally.
From 12 foot down.
And takes her hand and she steps off of your back.
Take a bow?
Would you like to take a bow?
I think we should probably put the lights up and take a bow!
Do I need to do a check every time I operate the lights?
No, not on this one. No, okay. No. But you can turn the lights up.
Turning the lights up? Are you prodding a footman?
So it's on a fader system, which I think in this world must be rows of tiny imps.
Little imp, the old imp
that I'm pushing around on the little board, pushing them. Shoving them with my fingers.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they're attached to little wires that are attached to fairies that are like firelights that glow. You pull the wire, the brighter they go.
Yeah, nice.
I think we've done rather well on the entrance.
Ooh, yes.
So you're gathering around Lady Sub-Zero Susan.
Yes, we are.
Taking your round of applause. And Lady Sub-Zero Susan, as she walks past, she says to Sebastian, was the chandelier part of it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
Quite a surprise. And I do love surprises, as I said previously.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
And she walks off to take a seat at her throne overlooking the ballroom. And Holdsworth comes up to you, Henley, who says, I didn't know you were trained in side mouth.
Yes. Of course, I read that etiquette book a thousand times.
Good side mouth, and you were proving yourself very useful, Happy Boy.
Yes, well, side mouth and mirror head, and I tilt my head just 3 degrees.
Nice. And he's deeply offended. He's like, only 3 degrees. Come on.
Can't believe this guy.
Holdsworth. Lady Sub-Zero Susan has taken her seat and she is waiting for the ball to begin. And Holdsworth comes up to you and says, clear the dance floor.
Clear the dance floor, everyone. Come.
Everybody out.
Not leave. No, we shouldn't get them to leave.
Just off.
Everybody off.
It's just you guys on the dance floor.
The first dance is the forest. Waltz, right?
The first dance is about to begin, yes.
I cast Unseen Servant and have it sweep away all the shards of
Very nice. So Eric sweeps away the crystals and you guys clear the dance floor. Holdsworth is about to introduce the first dance and he claps his hands and a load of orcs come out of a side door and he says, "Presenting the orchestra."
Oh, yes.
Very nice.
The first dance is the dance of the enchanted waltz of the forest fairies.
Henley, that's you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic. Bluebrick Henley puts on his silver lipstick. He throws his head back, he thrusts his chest forward, and he prances into the ball.
And you're going into the dance floor. Now, there are four people. We're going to say Captain Dan Van Dalen is specialist, and he's a pit fiend. He's a big lad.
Henley, arms thrown to the side, raises a dainty foot and points at Captain Van Dalen with his plimsoll foot.
Very nice. And Captain Dan Van Dalen, excited to be dancing with Sebastian Blackwood, acquiesces. And he steps forward and a graceful music begins to play. And the lights shimmer and switch. And it's almost as if you're like in an enchanted ice forest. It's quite amazing. Now, I've got a personality trait for him, which you must find out throughout the dance.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's the kind of right type of person for our lady of the house.
Mm.
However, his physical description is lanky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine too.
And and so he comes over to you.
As has Henry.
Well, me, yeah.
Yeah. And Henley. Can you roll me your first acrobatics check?
Do I get any advantage for the lipstick? It was persuasion and performance checks. Does this count as a performance? No, it's not.
No, this is an acrobatics check.
Okay, so the lipstick's just for the look.
At the moment, it's purely aesthetic.
Yeah. That's a nine.
You point your foot out and you slip. You don't fall completely to ground, but you slip.
Captain!
Oh, God, okay. He rolled a two.
Okay.
So he does not catch you. He stumbles into you.
Clumsy people.
Yeah, you guys have fallen onto each other. You want to pile in the room.
I pile into him and I shout, "What's your favorite color?"
And he's just like, red.
Okay, well, have I learned anything?
you've just learned that he liked red.
I clamber up to my feet.
Yeah, you climb. He gets up to his feet, and then you kind of adopt the stance. Roll me another acrobatics check.
Oh, that's a 19.
19, great. Yeah, you absolutely excel, and you start moving around the room, and you have time to speak to Captain Dan Van Dalen.
I recover. Okay, I'm back into the waltz.
Brilliantly.
Beautiful waltz, three-step. And I'm arm in arm with Van Dalen, and I said to him, "Well met, Captain. A pleasure."
"My pleasure to meet you too. You dance very well."
"Thank you very much. You speak equally well."
"Thank you. That's, I've had lots of lessons on speaking." As a captain of the boats, it's important to be able to give order clearly.
Of course, you are captain of the Northern Fleet.
That's correct. Yeah, very good, very good. And he slips again. Hey, oh, no, fine. And he does it again.
Oh, yeah, I've got him. I'm holding him up.
Thank you.
I do a jaunty little kick. Just to impress.
And it freaks him out and he slips again.
Oh, sorry. tell me, Captain, what do your men think of you? I'm doing moves that aren't audible. I'm doing waltz moves in the room. I'm turning my head. I'm flicking my legs around. I'm being very impressive in this waltz.
"My men think of me..." And as he speaks, we're just going to cut over to you guys watching the dance. So you're seeing this slightly awkward dance with Henley trying to control a pit feed.
"I don't think it's working, guys. I think, Henley, be better!" "Nice, Chris."
Nice. And we cut back.
Just say nice Chris to yourself.
Nice Chris. Yeah, it's getting very meta now.
Very good.
Turned to Dave, who's in the world, and went, "Nice, Chris."
Yeah, well done, Chris. Nice, man.
Yeah, nice. Bluebrick is just slipping out of reality into this world.
Yeah. Into the better world every day. Yeah. Going off somewhere. So back in the dance, I mentioned this to you in the last episode, but I'll just remind you of this. So you've done your two acrobatics check. You also have what's called a player action. So at any point in the dance, you can make whatever check you want with any of your stats, as long as you can justify it. So if you want to do another acrobatics check, you kind of even do a performance check. As long as you can justify the check, it's your free play.
I'm going to do a performance.
Okay, great.
So I'm in the middle of a waltz, and it's going okay, but I'm going to try and up the performance and get us into a spin.
Nice.
Because I've seen some waltzing, and you do a lot of spinning
spinning
around the room.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like teacups, you know, and I try and instigate a big spin.
Okay, great. Roll me a performance check. You get advantage, right?
I do.
Yeah, nice.
And I need it. and it hasn't helped me. I get an 8.
An 8? Oh, God.
So what
you
do
is you announce to the room that you're going to, like, go for a big death-defying finishing move.
Everyone, brace yourselves for the most amazing sight you have ever seen. I, Sebastian Blackwood, shall do a big spin.
A big spin.
A big spin.
And the captain's like, what are you doing?
Spin me, captain. Spin me. Spin me.
They're going to roll athletics check for him, and he fires you. He gets a 19, and he just spins you like in the mask. You're spinning at high pace, but not in a controlled way.
Oh, captain! What's your favourite dessert?
And are you spinning off the dance floor?
I think so, because I fucked it so much.
Yeah, you've literally learned nothing about this guy.
I think he's just flung me away, and I learned nothing.
The captain left alone on the dance floor, having just spun Henley off, falls over.
He falls over.
Falls over.
Clumsy. Yeah. He's a clumsy man.
It's like clumsy.
Okay, so he's clumsy.
He falls over and...
Henley going? Where's he gone?
You spit off into the crowd. They part and you crash into a table.
Yeah.
And Holdsworth comes over and just grabs you by the wrist. And he's just like, what in God's name do you think you're doing?
How dare you speak to me like that? I am Sebastian Blackwood. I punch him.
This is what's called doubling down.
Yeah.
Although he knows that you're not.
Unarmed attack.
Come on, I'm rolling terribly. No. Unarmed attack says 12.
Yeah, that hits.
Hit him.
You clock him, roll for damage.
It's just automatic 2 damage, though.
2 damage, okay, great. And yeah, there's a big cheer from the crowd, because they're devils, they quite like violence.
Yeah, yeah. And they respect the hierarchy, the social hierarchy that he had breached.
Yeah, that's very true. That's he did breach it.
But he also does know our secret. Remember that, Henley?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up, stupid.
Who's Henley? I walk over to him and punch him. Punch Dubrick in the
attack.
That's a 6.
That's a 6. I just grab your fist and I bend it back and I'm like, you see a tiny bit of fire behind my eyes and I quickly let go and I'm like, oh shit, that was close. Whoa.
Please, gentlemen, a little less punching and a little more dancing, perhaps.
Yes.
This is, after all, a ball.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me. Tango!
Did someone say tango?
Oh, God.
And as you say tango, all the lights go out. Spotlight on Gloobrick.
Like me, I grab a flower, a rose, eat it. And I just slowly slide, well, it's like a drag, my feet into the center. And I go, who will be dancing with this sexy man?
The orchestra fires up the devil's tango. And out of the crowd, the people who are proficient in the tango start to sexily sway their way onto the dance floor.
Yeah, I'm just
the
moving lights, my hips a bit.
Yeah, the lights go down. Things start to get a little bit steamy, get a bit exciting. Yeah, in fact, some of the ice is melting, making some steam. It's getting sexy in there. Across the dance floor, you spot High Constable Celeste Chiller.
Oh.
Who is a succubus.
What's that?
Oh, what's a succubus? Yeah, that's...
Seductive demon.
Devil.
Incubi
devil.
And... devil,
I
sorry.
I do know
yes.
this, yeah, okay.
Incubi and succubi.
What do they look like?
Sexy witches.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the often incubus winged. Are like the male version of it. Like, they get in your dreams.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
And they mind control, don't they? Through love.
Yeah.
So a bit like kind of lust. A siren, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And she's about to meet her match.
Exactly.
As I'm sitting there, my hips are just really like clumsily wagging.
Swaying? No, but I think wagging is better for Gloobrick.
Because you are a dog.
Like, yeah. So. Hello. What's your name?
So her description, which I can give you now, her random description, she is bearded.
Bearded.
She has a little beard. Lovely. A little succubus beard.
Yep.
Should we dance?
I think so.
And fine.
I just, what?
Fine.
Yep. Grab her, pull her in, and I'm just going to, you know, like tangos, they do legs, a lot of legs.
Yeah.
I do something with my leg.
You're going to do some leg stuff.
I'm going to wrap my leg around her.
Okay, great. Roll me an athletics check.
Damn it. Oh, no, but I'm
you get advantage,
athletic.
Though, from your dance training.
I do,
but
I
you
do.
Don't have, you only get it on one check. You can choose this one or the next one, up to
I'm
you.
I'm not going
to
do it on this one.
Okay.
That is 16.
It's a pretty good dance. And she just goes, leg stuff. Pathetic. and then she does loads of leg stuff.
Oh my days.
And okay. It's not pathetic, it's fucking sick actually.
Okay, great.
And she's moving around. This is the point where you can ask her anything you want, because you're in the dance now, you're comfortable in the dance.
So you're a very confident woman.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident.
Why is her confident?
Why is her confident?
What? I didn't like that.
Wow, it's not my problem, is it? And she flicks her hair.
No, I guess it's not. So let me ask you a question. Why do you think you'd be suitable for the lady?
She slaps you and then kisses you and then you carry on with the dance.
Maybe she's more interested in me. Okay, I'm just going to try and match this. I'm going to grab her and I'm going to try and throw her up in the air, spinning her like a rugby ball and try and catch her. That's going to be my big check. I'm going to try and do a really big
great. Kind so of... Is this your player action?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do another athletics check?
I think it'll be my player action.
Okay, great. Yeah, roll me whatever you want for that.
I think I'm going to do athletics.
You're going to go athletics.
I'm plus eight on athletics. That is 19.
19, yeah. You throw her in the air, you spin her, and you catch her, and there is a huge round of applause from around you. Everyone is extremely impressed with Bluebricks dancing, and she's very impressed. And there's just a beat where you see whatever this facade that she has over it just melts away for a second, where she looks at you, and then she remembers herself and snaps back, launches her feet, and carries on dancing.
So let me ask you again, why do you think you'd be the perfect partner for the lady?
Because I am a high constable. It's literally in my name.
But maybe there's more to someone than just their title. Like, what's your favourite hobby?
Being a high constable.
That's not a hobby.
And we cut over to...
Henley stumbles over to Eric and says, "Oh, my dance went incredibly well. I learned all about Captain Van Dellen. He's a clumsy, clumsy oaf, the fool. How's Glubrick doing? Terribly. Should we murder him?"
But he seems to be doing rather well. Look.
It's not a hobby. Like, what? You can't just say your job is your hobby. You sound like a father.
He does seem to be arguing quite a lot with his dance partner there.
But I'm spinning, and can I do another performance check? Because I think I'm nailing
this. Roll me your final athletics check, and you can roll this one with advantage.
22.
Yeah, you absolutely nail it, and you guys take center floor, particularly after your big move, and there's a huge round of applause as the dance comes to its end, and the lights come up, and the steam settles.
Well, he didn't do a big spin, though, so.
She takes a step back, looks you up and down, and then just kind of shrugs and walks away.
And I shrug, and I walk away, and I do a little spin as I... I'm going to try and do a spin.
Little spin.
Just a little spin.
Just yeah, a little one.
Try and do a little spin.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
What? It's a natural one.
You go into a rage.
Oh, no. Your little spin has killed
us. You have to do a little spin, didn't you?
You have to do a little spin.
I do a spin. I rip off my shirt and I run for the nearest window and dive out.
What? Oh, my God.
You're diving out the window.
I think he's going to a rage, and I think the last minute before he goes into the rage is go get the fuck out of this place.
Oh, so he feels it coming. Someone. And in order to protect everyone, he just dives out. He
just and just get out before he turns into a rage.
But Glubrick, what was she like?
Don't have time to answer. Smash up and you hear me Hulk up outside.
Okay. And what are the happy boys doing?
I guess we watch him
we're just watching in horror.
All right, we're over two so far.
Should someone go get him or
he'll be.
Paul?
Yeah, send Paul to go and deal with Glubrick.
Paul's just out of the middle of his name. He's like, what would you need?
Paul, we have a little issue with one of our members of the group. I don't know if you know about a rage.
Oh, is it Barbarian, the Goliath fella?
Yes, so we're going to need you to go and get him, and preferably do not get yourself killed in the process.
Sorry, what do you mean, go and get him?
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but he just jumped out of the window.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes, and I'm sure he's ripping through some hapless devil as we speak. I would very much appreciate it if you would just run along and fetch him.
Oh, do I have to?
Eric, does he have to?
He doesn't have to, but we would really appreciate it.
All right. Is he going to kill me?
It's hard to say, isn't it, really?
It's very hard to say, but we've all dealt with it, and I think this is really a rite of passage for somebody who wants to be in the Happy Boys.
All right, I get it. Fine, I'll go. bugger me. And Paul trudges off, climbs out the window.
Good.
And goes after Gloobrick.
Well problem. Done, girl. Well done.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Problem dealt with.
Holdsworth runs over a side mouth.
It doesn't appear to be going very well, Master.
No, it's going very, very badly so
that's
far.
That's because I haven't danced yet.
That's true.
Oh, I see. You're trained in side mouth as well.
Yeah.
I expect Mr. Sanguinius is.
I studied at the conservatoire.
All right, we need to get this track on track. Do you have any leads on who might be the right person for Lady Sub-Zero Susan?
Well, so far, I'm going to stop the side mouth because I...
We don't need to do front mouth. Side mouth down. All right, yes.
Isn't it? So far, we've learned that Captain Van Dalen is quite clumsy, and between you and me, not the best waltzer.
I know, I saw. It wasn't good, even for you.
He didn't seem like a good match to me.
Very well.
High Constable Celeste. Well, we didn't learn a huge amount, but it looked like Gloobrick wasn't getting along well with her.
No, and she had a terrible attitude. I missed most of it. I was thinking about casting Lightning Bolt on a wasp.
The wasps are back.
There was just one, but I thought better of it. Lightning Bolts bounce. Well, I don't need that.
There are two dances left.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I don't think either of those were really a particularly good match for Lady Sub-Zero Susan so far.
No.
Nope.
Seems the list is getting shorter. Yes, perhaps yes. I should add myself.
Ghoul, we know that the McJingles are blessed with charisma.
You love the McJingles, don't you, Eric?
I've always been a great admirer of the McJingles. So when you dance with
the Widow
QT,
Jingles.
With the Widow McJingles. see if you can really get the best out of her.
Yes, I shall do my best, Eric. Samba me timbers. Shiver me sambas.
Very good. And so Holdsworth is like,
I shall begin the devil's samba.
You shall.
And he claps and the orchestra fires up some samba music.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Now, I've just done the random roll for what cutesy McJingles looks like.
Yes.
And genuinely came out as incredibly stylish. She looks absolutely stunning.
It's a good lead.
Is she wearing clogs?
You look down and she's got a fine pair of Diamante clogs.
God damn it.
And she walks across the dance floor. Hi, girl.
There it is. It never gets easier.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't.
We have
Come
to remember.
Come on, little dance.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. McJingles. I was so sorry to hear about your late husband.
So was I. Do you know what happened to him?
Oh, well, I've heard rumors on the wind, but I can't say I was there. I wasn't there.
You weren't there when he died?
No, I was not. You see, I'm a personal assistant and emotional support mushroom for the Viscount.
Oh, so you're an advisor now.
I'm an emotional support mushroom. I do what I can. I does what I can.
You're not trying to get out of hell anymore.
Well, you know what? As you can see, I'm sporting a new addition. Ghoul gestures to his tail. And I'm thinking maybe I fit in here more than I did upstairs.
Maybe.
If you catch my meaning.
I do catch your meaning. Should we dance?
Let's samba!
And she throws a smoke bomb and disappears. And okay. It's begun. The samba has begun.
Okay, great.
But she's gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's the point of the dance, is to try to evade your partner.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, it's a literal event. I thought it was like a figurative, like, no. It looks like no, they're evading you. They're literally trying to hide from each other.
Yeah, okay. So you're trying to hide. You're trying to find the Aramia survival check, Ghoul, okay, to see if you can track your partner.
Okay. 16.
She rolled a 13, so you managed to spot her in between two ferns. Yeah, she's hiding between some ferns.
Brought by Thundin.
So she's in between two ferns. You've spotted her. Are you going to try and close the gap?
Yeah, I'm going to close the gap. I'm going to clog right over there. Clog, 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 clog. Here I am, bitch!
And she is surprised.
I like this guy.
She's fun to dance with. So what is... And you're kind of like dancing. You're walking through the dance floor. And she's just like... So, what are you trying to do here, little mushroom?
Well, if truth be told, I am trying to find a match for Lady Susan.
Oh, how interesting.
Would you say you're over your husband's death?
Yeah. I was never not over it.
Really? Scandalous.
The McJingle's fortune is quite a large one. Why do you think I married into it?
What? How much is it?
1 billion soul coins.
Wow, that's a lot. You think you can spare any?
A soul coin?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
She reaches in, pulls one out.
Thanks.
Smoke bomb, she disappears.
Fiendish.
As she disappears, you just hear, rosed. You've been rosed.
Rosed.
Roll me another survival check while that's happening. Glubrick's outside. Eric and Headley are still watching the dance.
We are, yes.
Great. Are you speaking to anyone, trying to influence anyone?
Well, we should be.
So I think I'm just watching. I'm preparing to meet with Thundin again.
Eric, how are you feeling?
I have my mask on. You wouldn't recognize me, would you?
Not at all, no.
No, and I shall change my voice, and she shall not know it's me. I shall have the advantage of her for a moment, and we shall see what we shall learn from Thundin. Oh, my heart is pounding.
But Eric, what is it you're trying to achieve here? I mean, need I remind you, one of these people has to be paired with Lady Sub-Zero Susan, and it seems like all the others are pretty fucking shit so far.
Well, I look over at where Ghoul's dancing.
By the way, Ellie's dancing, just for those listening.
Yeah.
What did you get with your survival check?
I got a 23.
She got a 19, so you find her again.
Yes, okay.
That seems to be going well, at least.
It does, but is she the right match?
Only Ghoul will know.
All right! I found you again!
She's just like,
you thought you could outrun me, did ya? You can't! Swap clogs!
Alright. She slips off a clog.
Oh my gosh, Ghoul slips off a clog. It's his only clog.
And then do you get into her? Her clog is like a giant clog.
Yeah, we're
you.
Switching clogs.
So you just get in a shoe.
Yeah.
And she puts your clog on her finger.
Oh, nice.
Because.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit. Alright. Well, now that's taken care of.
Now Ghoul's in a giant clog. Clog.
Yeah, like a boat.
You're in a boat clog.
A diamond boat. Look, let's get down to business.
Brass tacks.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the lady?
Something about Susan?
Yeah.
If it can lift my station.
But you're already so rich.
Yeah, but it's more about status than money.
I see.
Marrying an archdevil seems to be the next on my list.
What's next after that?
See if I can become Asmodeus.
Whoa! You've got big plans. You know, he was a total... Never mind.
And while that happens, we cut outside to Paul trying to...
Wrangling Glubrick.
So what's Glubrick doing?
Currently, he is wrestling with a sheep.
He's found a sheep.
Yeah, I think it was just an animal outside. He's not killing it. I think the sheep's giving a fair fight as well. And he's just wrestling around. He's like, I'm going to kill you. I'm like, no, stop it, Glubrick. You don't want to do this. I'm going to do it. I want to tear the sheep apart. No! Oh my gosh, you don't! Pull! Come and help me! Pull! I've become like some weird kind of...
You're doing the Hulk
flip
thing,
where it's
Mark Ruffalo going back and forth.
Kind of like from the Carry On film.
Slightly more like...
Oh my gosh!
It's a bit like Gollum, more like than the Hulk, but yeah.
Paul comes over and he's like, right, okay, fucking hell. Right. Glubrick, calm down.
Nice, Paul. I'm going to roll to if I kill you.
Oh. Does Paul have any powers?
He has no powers.
He's a very amateur necromancer.
God.
What would that check be for?
Are you trying to attack it?
Trying to not attack him, but that was an 8.
Okay, it was an 8. So yeah, I'm you punch have Paul. Yeah, roll me an attack roll.
14.
That hits, that beats his armor class. Roll me for damage.
Oh no, we just
oh no, don't let's not kill Paul, send please. Paul to please. His death. I wouldn't like that.
16.
Okay, great. So you land an absolute haymaker on Paul, and it sends him flying, and we cut back inside to Ghoul and Lady McJingles, and you just hear from outside. And Paul comes smashing in through another window, lands on the floor, and it's just like, don't worry, I'll get him. And he gets back up and he gets back out the window.
Good man.
Good man.
A lot of determination there.
He'll fit right in.
And so you've got your player action left for the dance. Now, just before you do your player action, you see Lady McJingles reach in for another smoke bomb.
I'm going to intercept that.
Okay.
With my unseen servant.
Oh, great.
But still around. I'm just going to have my unseen servant pluck the smoke bomb out of the hand just before it's thrown.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm saying because she doesn't know the unseen servant's there, so it just pops out of her hand.
So it's why it is unseen, David.
Dave's just on the dance floor, just like, nice.
Henley's like, who does everyone keep talking to? Who's Dave?
I've not had an encounter yet.
Coming out here, mate.
Okay, so Ghoul sees this and says, aha, I bet you're wondering how I did that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. It's a
intrigue.
Secret.
That's what this dance is all about.
Yes, it's all about intrigue and one-upmanship and clogs.
Yeah. How about you and I cut a deal?
All right, I'm listening.
You introduce me to Lady Sub-Zero Susan.
No deal! No, I'm kidding. No.
Notoriously tough negotiator.
And I will give you a small percentage of the McJingles fortune.
Ooh.
What? Like how small are we talking?
Well, even 1% is probably enough for what you need.
10 million soul coins.
10 million soul coins could buy us out of hell.
If that's what you wanted.
How much can we trust this? Because 1 billion soul coins sounds like a lie to me. How sure are we that McJingles isn't just full of it?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to use my brooch. My brooch the subject.
No,
okay, so I'm going to test if she's lying.
So you're going to cast your zone of truth onto Cutesy. Okay, great. So she has to make a charisma saving throw, which she absolutely fails.
Okay.
So she doesn't know that she has to tell the truth, but you can just ask her whatever question you want.
Okay, so tell me, McJingles, are you serious about this? You'd really give me 10 million soul coins?
Yeah. I mean, 10 million. What's that out of 1 billion?
1%.
Who said that?
So it's Henry Shields.
Henry Shields, great day.
Finally made it to the story.
Henry Shields at the party and he leans over your shoulder and says, that's 1%.
That's my accountant.
And Henley says, who are you talking to?
Oh, deep meta.
Yeah.
Well, I think you have a deal there.
And the music concludes and the dance finishes and she exits the dance floor.
So did we learn her trait, did you?
Well, she's got fabulous taste in footwear, and she drives a hard bargain, if you know what I mean.
Mm, yes.
But she seems to be the most suitable so far.
Yes, that's a good sign, isn't it? Well, the most eligible so far.
She does, yes.
Yes.
And Holdsworth approaches and says, how are we getting on?
She could be a very good match. She is wealthy.
Yes.
Well positioned.
Yes.
It would be a very good tactical alliance, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think we have a front runner, Holdsworth.
Good.
Who do we have?
It's McJingles.
The Lady McJingles.
Yes.
Quite the fortune, I imagine.
Oh, yes. A huge fortune.
Sebastian?
Yeah. And he winks at you.
What are your thoughts?
I'm leaning towards the Widow Jingles at the moment, but we are yet to have our fourth dance, of course.
Absolutely. Orchestra!
And he claps, and music strikes up. Meanwhile, we cut outside just quickly to Glubrick and Paul. What's Glubrick doing now?
Probably fighting one of Paul's undead. Maybe. Can he do that?
He can raise some skeletons.
Fighting a skeleton. I'm just like, you've got any more than this, Paul? And I'm just like tearing his bones off and I'm trying to eat his bones.
You're just trying to munch on some bones. Yeah, I give you that. Roll me an attack roll on the skeletons.
15.
Yeah, you're smashing up these skeletons. Paul's trying to raise them, and he's just like, oh no, I've got necromancer's droop.
And as soon as he says necromancer, I think of Eric. Can I now try and roll to get out of range?
Yeah, yeah, okay, aww, great. Yeah, roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh my god, a two. Absolutely
a two. No, no, you turn on Paul.
No.
You go for him again. Roll me another attack roll.
Oh man. 16.
Yeah, that hits.
Really strong.
Roll me for damage.
Oh man. 16 again.
Poor 16. Paul's down. Oh, so you smash Paul. You guys from inside, you see out the window, Paul skid through the snow.
Okay, I think Ghoul's going to try and go outside now.
Yes, you do that. Ghoul, go and deal with that.
All right. Well, you try and get the other guy to do it, and it's worked out for doing you do it yourself.
He's not happy. Not happy boy material, I think, Paul, perhaps.
Yeah.
He's trying his best. He's just a normal man.
Yeah.
He's just a regular guy.
He is just a parking attendant.
Yeah. Okay, so Ghoul is out the window now.
Okay, so the music for the Asmodian Smooth
has
fired up. And the dancers step towards the dance floor.
I shall adopt a voice so that she does not know who I am.
And you are pointing over to, presumably, Thundun Earthrunner.
I am indeed, and I approach her with great etiquette in my bow.
Very nice.
And say, would you like this dance, m'lady?
Yeah, she looks at you and the canopy of the roof turns into thousands of stars. And it's like a starlit canopy. And she's just like, yes, I would appreciate a dance, of course.
Do I think she's recognized me?
Roll me an insight check.
11.
You can't tell if she's recognized you, but you're pretty confident that the mask will conceal you.
And of course, my accent.
And sorry, of course,
my natural disguise skills.
Yeah,
give me the confidence.
Yeah, your natural.
Yes.
Hold on, give me the voice again. I'm going to close my eyes.
Would you care for this dance, m'lady?
I don't know if I would know that that's Adam McGeady.
Yeah.
I would know that it's not a real voice, but I would know it is.
Yeah.
So I think that's where Thunder's
There's
at.
Enough smoke and mirrors.
Yeah,
there's
enough
obfuscation.
Yeah, I think Thunder's just like,
that's all we want.
Okay, this guy's in the mask. I'm not sure who it is, though.
Good.
So this dance isn't about being nimble of foot, but nimble of mind. You must improvise and anticipate what your partner wants. So the first roll for you is an insight check.
Insight?
Yeah.
And do I have advantage on this?
You're going to do two rolls. You can have advantage on one of them.
Okay. I rolled a 4.
And she rolled a natural 1.
Okay.
So neither one of you moves. You just stand there staring at each other.
Absolutely deliberate. It's dance of mystery. Now for another move.
Yeah, do you want to roll another insight check?
Oh my god. Okay, 12.
Even with advantage, right?
Yes.
You step onto the dance floor and she just holds a hand out to you and just beckons you closer to her.
Elrita. I move over to her.
I'm sorry, first of all, what is your name?
I am the man of 1,000 shadows.
The man of 1,000 shadows. Right. I have to confess something.
Confess away.
I don't actually know how to dance.
Then take my hand.
And she does. She takes your hand.
Does she recognize? Is there a moment of recognition when she touches me?
Yeah, I think there is. Yeah, I think there is a moment.
That's what Eric in his weird, unnecessary way is looking for.
Yeah,
you see something flick across her face and she looks down to your belt and she's like, do you have a second mask there?
I do indeed. And I give her the other mask.
And she puts on the mask.
It's the mask of perception.
Puts on the mask of perception.
Oh, no. You made her more perceptive.
Yes.
But that's kind of good.
And she now rolls
at perception.
It's
all mind games with Eric.
Yeah.
He's got nothing else to do.
And on her second one, she gets a natural 20. And she steps out into the dance floor. And she's like, follow me onto the dance floor.
Yes. It is I.
Eric?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I thought you might be dead. I thought you might... What are you doing here?
Would the dead... do this. And I immediately break into my best of these dance moves.
Okay, so this is your player action.
You said we can kind of use our skills to...
Absolutely, yeah, whatever
I'm
you want.
I'm gonna use history.
Okay.
And as I move around her, I say, the Whispering Wood has been invaded 3 times in the last 100 years, the last of which was by Lord Flothammer of the Duergar.
Wonderful.
What do I need to roll here?
Just roll me a history check. Yeah.
Oh, 16, thankfully, with the old bonus.
Thundun giggles.
Oh.
She laughs.
And she's just like, Eric, I'm so happy to see you. I didn't think I would ever see you again. It's been crazy on Mineros.
We have so much to catch up on. Never thought I would see you again after you pushed me through the portal.
It was what was best for both of us. I had to stay where I was, and you had to go. You had to go with your friends.
But we are here, and before fate separates us one more time, let us have this moment beneath the stars.
Aww. And you look up, and the stars are twinkling.
Slow clinch beneath the stars.
And you guys aren't even dancing. You're just holding each other, just sort of slowly shuffling from one foot to the other.
We're dancing.
Oh, you're dancing.
You just can't see it.
The hearts are dancing.
And if we were to do like a drone shot zoom out, you guys would almost be totally still and everyone around you is moving.
Yes, it's like West Side Story.
Yeah. Aww. Meanwhile, we cut outside.
Okay, so Ghoul has jumped through the window and is marching towards the scene. Obviously, Paul has been thrown to the ground. Glubrick is still...
I've got bones of the skeleton, I'm playing like drum kit.
Ghoul is going to cast Polymorph on Glubrick and turn him into a manatee, which is the most gentle creature.
Lovely. Yeah,
they are really one of the most harmless creatures.
Yeah,
manatees.
Good move.
Let's turn him into a manatee. So
he does have to make a wisdom saving throw. Jinx. Dave.
Ooh, six.
Do I do anything?
No, I can't. That's not enough.
Okay,
so
great.
You tell me what it looks like.
All right, Paul, this is how it's done.
Paul's completely KO'd, by the way.
Well, sheep. I don't know. Whoever's there.
The sheep is there.
School just wants an audience.
Yeah. Watch this. I cast Polymorph and point my little paw towards Glubrick, and he turns into a manatee. I guess the size of Glubrick.
He's kind of manatee size.
And you just flop onto the ice. And I'm hoping that a peaceful calm will descend upon you in this form.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has to work, right? Surely.
If you Google manatee, I think we should fix this. They're like the sweetest looking thing.
Yeah. I've swam with them.
I think you turn them into a manatee. When have you ever seen an angry manatee?
You haven't. They don't exist.
Exactly. So you now have the stats of a manatee.
Yes.
For how long?
Duration 1 hour. Yeah.
So I'm a manatee for an hour. Can I talk?
No.
Oh, wait, Chris. Can you do an impression of a manatee?
We know how much you love impressions.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So it's
like a very, really bad Santa Claus.
Yeah, like a slow Santa.
So in answer to your question, yes, you can talk, and that's
what it is. Okay.
Hi, Glubrick.
And so you guys slop back inside, just Glubrick on his belly.
I think I'm going to cast using my little fins.
I kind of roll myself with the snow. It's kind of quite easy, I guess, because of the snow.
I can kind of fly myself back in for it.
Yeah.
Can I cast Healing Word on Paul, please?
Absolutely, yeah.
The Healing Word for today is Fortune. Nice. He gets 7 hit points back.
Great, so Paul is just like...
Right, come on, I'll get him. All right, and he gets to his feet.
It's happened. He's a sea cow.
Oh, hell. Did you do that? Did you turn him into a sea cow?
Well, of course I did. Who else is going to do it? This sheep?
Thank you. I tried my best, but he's very strong and he punched me twice.
It's all right, Paul. We've all been there. I appreciate the effort.
Sorry, I just feel fucking useless.
No, you're not useless. I think you just need another go.
You want to put him into another rage and see if I can get him out of it?
Why not?
Can I stroke the manatee?
Yeah.
And Paul's just stroking your head. Straight. Meanwhile, we haven't actually checked in with Henley for a while. What's Henley up to?
Henley's stealing hats.
Henley's stealing hats.
Making his way through the crowd. Just grabbing hats and stuffing them under his own large tricorn hat.
Okay. He's
off the wagon. 15. He's not doing badly.
So you try and steal a hat from Baroness Constance Worthington.
Mm.
She's actually a Komodokin, which is same as Cash Pound. Cash Pound was a Komodokin. A giant lizard person.
Yeah. Oh.
As you grab her hat, it's a little pork pie, and you just feel her hand grab your wrist.
Mm.
And she turns. And have you got loads of hats stacked?
I think he's stolen a lot of them, yeah. He's got them all piled up on his head.
Hat.
Yeah.
It's a hat.
She just turns to you and she says,
I can't resist a hat on a hat.
Oh.
And she puts her hat on your hat.
Oh dear, we're both off the wagon.
Yeah,
wow. She's an enabler.
She's a pure enabler. And meanwhile, back on the dance floor, Eric and Thundun are sharing a very, very sweet moment.
Thundun, how is it that you are even on this layer of hell? I did not think that an archdevil could move from their own lair.
Oh, this is true, yes, generally speaking, but if one archdevil is invited by another archdevil to have an audience with them on the lair, it is possible for archdevils to traverse between the layers.
Oh, Thundun, always the exception to the rule. Why are you here? Are you an eligible suitor for the Lady Susan?
Yes, I believe so. In the invitation, it says that Lady Susan was inviting all of the top brass, I guess, of the devils. I still don't really understand the hierarchy myself.
Is this what you want?
What, to be with Lady Susan?
Yes.
No, absolutely not, no.
And say the word and the two of us, we'll just flee from here. We'll leave everything behind us and we shall make our way out of hell together, just you and I.
Eric, I am here to ask for aid, for military aid.
Oh.
I did not know you would be here. I'm here to ask for help because the demons are making their way through to the third layer. Soon they will crash through the second layer and it will be me that is the first line of defense.
And tell me, would an alliance with the Lady Susan give you the military aid that you require?
It would, yes. If she were to give me her Ice Elemental Army and her Ice Devil Army. Also, you have Ice Tyson and the Goliaths. You also have the dragons here as well. There is huge military power here that we can use to protect Hell. And if Hell collapses, there will be no law. There will be no order. It will just be chaos.
I see. I see.
I'm sorry, Eric, but what is happening closer to the surface, it is bigger than you or I. You're talking about good and evil here.
I understand, and I'm lawful neutral.
Had I known you were here, I
what? What?
I don't know. I would have done it differently. I would have contacted you. I don't want you to think I came here for you. Oh. I am so glad you are here, but that is not why I am here.
What is it that you want? Imagine you have the military aid that you require. Imagine that you protect the lair of hell. Then what, Thundun? Will you remain there for all eternity?
I have become the archdevil. Until somebody else takes over, then it is my job. It is my job to protect those who cannot protect themselves.
But what is it that you want for yourself?
I want to live in the oasis. I am turning Mineros back into what it once was. I want to live there and to make the trees grow and make the grass grow and have water flowing again.
Then I shall come back with you.
You will come back with me to Mineros?
Yes.
But you want to get back to your life? You want to escape hell?
No. Hell is the absence of you.
Oh.
And she... Ooh. She...
And then just then, a man came.
Out the window. The whole thing.
There was a man who
drops all of his hats.
You would come back with me, Eric.
Indeed, I will. But first, we must wed you to Lazy Susan.
Are you okay?
I'm
you look like
your
mic faint.
That was the was that the wasp flew in?
Yes, the wasp flew into my mouth. It seems that you must be wed to Lady Susan. Have the army at your disposal that you require, and I shall live with you, even though I cannot be your husband. I shall be your companion.
Oh. Eric, I don't know what to say. Yes. Yes, come with me.
Very well. And I finish the dance.
Okay.
Yeah. Roll final insight checks.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Does this have any advantage or anything?
No, this is just straight up insight check.
A natural 20.
Nice!
Yes!
Wow. And Thundun got 22. So you guys, having not known how to do the dance, complete the final move of this dance with everybody. The music resolves and there is a very polite round of applause as Holdsworth takes to the stage and says,
"And that concludes this evening's dances. There will be a group number in a few minutes after drinks and snacks."
Okay, we get back together again.
Okay.
I found these hats.
This is glue brick.
Oh, yeah, I see. An eventful dance that was.
Yes. He should be back to his old self in about 45 minutes.
So, what have we discovered? Eric?
We know what must be done. She is the only suitable suitor.
But what about Cutesy McJingles? I thought we had something there.
Well, there was, and Guys, I hate to admit it, but I think things could get real nasty with her if she doesn't marry Susan.
Well, then surely it's Gootima Jingles, no?
But then Thundin wants to marry Susan.
Of course.
We're at an impasse.
Thundin wants to marry Susan because of what she needs.
It will help her make an important alliance and perhaps protect her life and her kingdom.
Yes.
So we have to let her go.
Again.
But if we let her go, then we'll have Tootsie's wife on our hands. Because I might have made a little deal.
What deal, Goo?
Well, she might have said that she would give me 10 million soul coins if we could pull off setting her up with Lazy Susan. Lady Susan.
10 million soul coins?
Uh-huh.
Well, can I make a suggestion, maybe?
Yes. Of course you may, Paul, yes.
There's someone we haven't spoken to in all of this. Is Lady Susan herself.
It's true.
Should she not decide who she gets to be with ultimately?
All right, we could present her the options.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's her partner.
Shall we?
What about this group dance?
Can I speak to Holdsworth?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Holdsworth, while the group dance is happening, would you mind getting me an audience with Lady Susan?
Of course.
Thank you.
And he tilts his head and he leaves.
I mirror.
Very good. Are you all going to, or is it just Sebastian?
Yes, I'd like to.
I'm going to.
Man, Paul will stay, do a little dance, get a cocktail. We're just going to sit there. And I'll just like slash some like margaritas on me.
Yeah. Paul's just like, what a weird group of people. And then he's just Holdsworth takes you guys away from the dance floor to the library. And we're talking Beauty and the Beast style library here. All the books you can imagine in there.
Heaven.
Eric, roll me a perception check.
2. I'm distracted with matters of the heart.
Yeah, you glide your hands over the books looking for any familiar titles, and because you're so distracted, you actually miss the mollusk's dance.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And you don't see it. You don't see it. There, hidden away in the bookshelves.
Aww.
You see Lady Susan with her dire wolf sat in the library.
Lady Sub-Zero Susan.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let me compliment you first on your beautiful dress, and what a lovely ball it's been.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been rather a roaring success.
It's a really good do.
Have you had a nice time?
I have. You know, I've forgotten how much I do love dancing. And I have to say, you did an excellent job on that entrance of mine.
Thank you.
Did you hear that round of applause? I never knew I wanted it, but I got it.
So we have managed to whittle the suitors down to 2 possible candidates.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, Captain Van Dalen and High Constable Celeste really did not seem the right type.
Oh, I had such high hopes for Captain Van Dalen.
He's a clumsy oaf.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, that's such a shame. Clumsiness is such a turn-off.
Mm. However, remaining on the list, Lady Cutesy McJingles and Thundin Earthrunner.
Ah, very interesting. Now tell me about those two.
Well, it is a simple choice between these two, Lady Susan. Lady Cutesy McJingles is very wealthy, will make you astonishingly wealthy. But the McJingles family are annoying in the extreme. Mm. They will infuriate you, and you will be driven mad by their very presence. So wealthy, but frustrating. The Lady Thundin Earthrunner, on the other hand, is in need of your services and in need of your help.
She is the archdevil, yes, of Mineros?
Indeed she is. Mm. But I can vouch for the fact that you will never meet a more beautiful soul of kindness and companionship throughout any of the layers of hell.
You got all that from one dance.
Indeed I did.
You must be quite a lady. So your recommendation is?
I can and must recommend the Lady
Thundin.
Sorry, he's got a wasp in his mouth.
Yeah.
Happens to the best of us. And you, therapist, who would you recommend?
Me, therapist? I would recommend... Well...
Yes, where does your allegiance lie? With the 10 million soul coins?
I have a vested interest in both of these suitors. So, really, I would say we leave it up to chance.
Leave it up to chance. Interesting. And finally, Sebastian?
You turn to Sebastian and he's wearing your hat.
And Robbie, a retrospective slight.
24.
Yeah, you got it. And Lady Susan usually
so
would be totally outraged by this. It's just like, good heavens, you took my hat.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I always say, A good thief is a good man.
It's one of my favourite sayings of yours, Lady Susan.
You think it's strange? And it is. We're in hell. We're not thieves.
Emily, quick, what about the 10,000 soul coins? 10 million?
Yes, but Ghoul Thunder needs our help. She wants this. She needs help for the fight that she's fighting, the good fight. If we're going to get out of hell, we have to earn it ourselves by doing the right thing, Ghoul.
But it would be so easy this way.
What's easy is rarely what is right.
Okay.
I recommend Lady Thunder.
Very well. Holdsworth, send in the Lady Thunder for a private audience. Thank you, Sebastian. You are dismissed.
Lady Susan.
Lady Susan.
Lady Susan.
And we walk out.
We walk out.
I put my arm around Eric.
Yeah, so. I hover my tail around him.
It's all right, Eric. You'll be okay. And I take my arm away, and I'm wearing your hat.
And as you guys all leave, we kind of see from the doors opening, we see from behind, and you guys are walking towards the manatee. As the happy boys gather, Thunden walks past you, walks into the huge doors of the library, turns back, smiles at Eric, and the doors close.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to episode 32 of Hell or High Rollers. I am Dave Hearn, and I am your GM. Eric Sanguinius was played by the wonderful Adam Guido. Ellie Morris as Ghoul, Henry Shields as Henley Whispers, and Chris Lisk as Glubrick Bumbledore. If you are enjoying this podcast, then as usual, head on over to our Patreon, where you can find a whole host of extra tidbits. You never really know what a tidbit is, but some of those tidbits are awesome side campaigns, lore that can expand your understanding of the Hell or High Rollers universe, some insight into our characters, the way that we make stuff, the way that we tell stories, as well as an amazing side campaign run by Henry Shields. We will also be releasing onto our Patreon our first go at the wonderful game system by Grant Howlett called Honey Heist, where we all play a bunch of bears. And while you're on our Patreon, you can get on the Discord and meet legends like Rachel Thomas, Perry Asbury, Maxine Carraway, Maximilian Hotch, or Hooch, maybe. Maybe that's a Hooch Gooch. Accidents Happen, Chloe Anderson, Fruity Toothpaste, Lewis Wilmont, Sarah Lewis, and Adam Codiz. Codiz. Adam, you got a lot of attention on that one. Congratulations. The show has been produced by the wonderful Gareth Tempest, and the theme song you're listening to right now is by the beautiful Max Runner. Thanks for listening, and good night. You'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong. You know I ain't done nothing wrong. I can feel it in my soul that this ain't where I belong.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.